Sports Today has all your sport covered. 882 6PR.
Yeah, unfortunately for yesloans.com.au, we weren't able to catch up with him tomorrow night, but he's good enough to give up his time tonight. Hello, Ross Lyon.
Good day, Brad.
Zach Dawson, I didn't forensically go through it. Was there any chance of an appeal?
Well, obviously not. We didn't appeal.
No, but was there any chance? Did you think about it from a 15th of a second? I thought he's clumsy.
No, not my job. I leave it to Bondi. They said they're not appealing. I send back the emoji thumbs up and we all move on.
Are you disappointed that he's got to found himself out after just getting back into the team?
Well, it's not ideal for Zach or the team, but it is what it is, and we all move on pretty quickly.
What did you think of the result? You happy with it? Were you happy with the way the play, the consistency?
We did a lot right. Yeah, no, we did a lot right. I thought our effort was top-notch. I thought our hardness, defence, and really we attacked. I think we fluffed six sitters, you know, and some real, just a bit of polish and decision-making. But, gee, lots of opportunities. Played it in our front half. Really dominated in that area. So, yeah, there was a lot to like. And where we've got it to, there's just a few little things to work on. I think... Yeah, we're in pretty good shape.
Alex Pearce-Ford, liked the look of that. I didn't like his first couple of shots on goal. I'm glad, mate, that he showed me he could kick further than 40 metres with the third one he had. He was getting under him, wasn't he? He was just giving him plenty of air.
We had the pop gun out early, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
But once he started to swing the club, he's quite a long kick. So there's a little bit of wind there. But I think the first mark, he's got to learn that defenders crib the marks. Mark your ground, don't lose 3 or 4 metres. And look, he was just a bit tight, but then we said swing the club, mate, and he sort of nailed that nice shot, and the snap could have been a bit better. But look, he's got the first part right, creating plenty of movement, plenty of speed and run and height, and we really liked what he had. So, yeah, I think we'll persist with that at some point.
Now, Does he go back this week because of the... And where's Michael Johnson? Do you think he'd be up for round 20, or will you... Maybe not that close.
What round is it this weekend?
19.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll stick with 19 for the minute. We'll have a look at it. It's the dilemma, so that's why it's not ideal for Zach. But Silvani's in good nick. He's played, tightened up, trained, so he's available. We've got Alex Pearce to go back, and we've got Clark and Tabernard, Tools to come in, and Hanneth. And really, Tanner Smith is sort of building in the background. So, look... I wouldn't want to preempt it without sitting down with the match committee and working through it, but they're the sort of options. And look, the Saints go tall, don't they? So we think Revolt will be back. Bruce has had a great year, and McCartan's starting to look dangerous, and they've got Longer and Hickey. So they're quite tall. We think they should get Gilbert back, a few of those guys. They're sort of rested. So, look, it's a big challenge for us. Further to your question with Johnson, certainly not this week. The plan is he's available for selection next week, available to play footy, where that is. We're not too sure. I mean, would it be appeal or would it be in the AFL? We'll have to work through that as well.
This time last week, it was when you revealed that Nathan Fyfe would be out. What about this week?
Yeah, and I did that for Channel 7, great club sponsor. So, this week is certainly a test. So he's on our website as a test. And really, it's been... I flew to Melbourne yesterday for a service and got back. So I haven't spoken to anyone, but my understanding is he's still at test.
And I suppose, look, that's taking on St Kilda this week. It should be a good game for you. Is there anybody else coming into consideration that you might want to take over with a view that, you know, you got the big derby the week after?
Yeah, well, not even thinking about the derby. That's irrelevant to any decision-making this week. Saints are a much improved team. They're quite strong. And even last week, they had lots of entries and opportunities. They just sort of butchered it a bit in front of goal, obviously. So, and they smacked us the last couple of times. So big challenge, really focused on it. Obviously an important game. There's not many left. But guys that were emergencies last week, Blakely and Langdon, they'll be in the mix. And guys didn't do too much wrong on the weekend because they didn't play. So... There's a few fit and available.
Did you ring Nick Riewoldt and tell him to have another week off?
Yeah, that'd be nice, wouldn't it? Sort of.
Good player.
Look, he's been a super player, hasn't he? He's leading them really well. So, look, we know he's had the calf. We come up. Look, I wouldn't impose on him and ring him. That's not the way I operate. So I'll just plan for their best. That's what we do every week, plan for their best team.
Ross, umpires are testing 4 umpires this week up at the Gabba. What do you think about that?
Yeah, well, look, they certainly need to sort of improve with the rest of the competition. So I think they have improved, particularly I think their coaching and analysis can certainly lift to what they're competing against at Clubland, you know, a team of coaches and analysis, and which is probably maybe more resources than umpires being full-time. But one thing they're going to have a look at, I like the trial. We're trying to get rid of holding off the ball. Well, there's some big holding and checking going on off the ball. So it's hard for the umpires to see everything. There was a game against Brisbane where Hayden Ballantyne was basically getting tackled every time he turned the run on the off-ball side. So, but because they're watching the ball and everything, so the fourth umpire might eradicate that. And then you might start seeing a few more goals kicked by the forwards, because it's hard for them to see everything. And I think the fourth umpire will help with that. And if you're talking about, you know, players getting a free run of the ball.
The other thing, look, I know you've got enough to worry about, but do you have a little laugh to yourself that how many players are supposedly Fremantle are trying to attract?
Yeah, Jay Schultz is coming there now.
Dixon.
Hey?
Aaron Black.
Dixon. I wouldn't mind Dixon and Schultz this year. Can we have the round 20 draft? Who else we got?
Carlo.
Alapati.
No. The one at Essendon.
Jake.
Oh, well, there you go. I don't think he wants to cross the West Gate, does he? Let alone get on the bird.
Aaron Black.
Aaron's coming back, is he?
Yeah, Aaron Black's another one at North. Yeah, he can't get a game, yeah. So he's going to Fremantle.
Oh, look, there's a little bit of...
Harley Bunnell's going to Fremantle.
Geez, that'd be nice.
Chris Yaron apparently could be going to Fremantle.
No, I'd be happy with Harley. He's a superstar.
listen, and the other thing is, too, look, it's not me, Ross. This is the ladies who listen to this program. They said Weller's got to play every week because he's just such a handsome rooster.
Yeah.
Is this true?
Are you on Twitter?
Hey? Did you say Tinder or Twitter?
No, Twitter.
No, I'll leave.
Well, maybe you can go on Tinder and put up his photo.
50 metres away right now, Ross.
Well, he's very focused on his footy. He's got a lovely young partner, so his mind's squarely focused on his footy. Gee, they're quick to jump on, aren't they?
Yeah, it's a suggestion for you here off the SMS, Ross. You go on Tinder and put his photo up.
Well, it'd be better than yours, I would imagine.
You never know. The rough, rugged loss, Ross. That's what it's all about.
And the long sleeves.
Exactly right. Take your jumper
off.
Well,
it was red round last weekend, wasn't it? Yeah. Feature?
It was. Hey, Mike, thanks.
You could have featured.
Yeah, we did.
I think I did.
We did.
For the wrong reasons, but that's okay.
Oh, no, it's good. Hey, well, Ross, hopefully we'll be laughing next week.
Yeah, thanks for your time. Good luck on the weekend.
No
we'll
worries.
Talk to you Monday.
Thanks, Brad. Thanks, Carl.